and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Thursday, October 13th, 2016. There's been quite a lot going on in Florida, especially with we have a new zone of concern, and there's some other interesting information about that, the fact that Florida essentially is moving the goalposts or changing the definition, so to speak. So to speak to this and more, we're joined by Dr. Henry Nyman. Dr. Nyman, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Ryan, and you know, it's useful to have a little discussion tonight because there, as you mentioned, there is a new area. It's called the Little River area. It's about 3 miles north of Wynwood, and it's just west of Miami Beach. So this new area really isn't that far from the other three areas that have been declared regions of active transmission. Wynwood has been cleared, but they have the two areas in Miami Beach that are still active. And so now there's a new area. The fact that there is a new area really isn't a surprise. There have been local transmissions that are now up to 179, if you count the five that are somewhat ambiguous because they appeared to be local transmissions, but there was some evidence of travel just prior to developing symptoms or prior to returning and then developing symptoms. Those cases are kind of suspect. We've already mentioned one earlier, who had returned from Cuba, and that patient developed symptoms 12 days after they returned, indicating that they probably got infected locally after they returned, and the sequence from that patient is fully consistent with that person being infected in Florida, not in Cuba. So it's 179. One of the questions that has been floating around is why there weren't more areas identified. And today's announcement shed some light on that. Typically, the requirement for active transmission is really just two local cases. And usually you want them within a 1 square mile area, and you don't want them in the same household, so that they would be indicative of active transmission, because even though you have 179 such cases, they are spread around, and getting a couple within a 1 square mile area randomly is you know, fairly unlikely. If they're within the same area, they mostly are in that area because there is active transmission ongoing there. So usually the cluster, the number for a cluster is two. And I guess there were hints in the other clusters. The very first cluster was in Wynwood, and that was, you know, really a cluster of clusters. The first two cases that were announced worked in two locations that were within 450 feet of each other. It turned out at one of the locations there were about 30 employees, and about half of them had had symptoms, suggesting that virtually all 30 of those cases had been infected. And then at the other location, there was an employee as well as a customer that were confirmed. So they really had not just two cases that were near each other, but they really had two clusters that were near each other. And they did fairly aggressive investigation at Wynwood and quickly found that asymptomatic residents that were near these workplaces were also positive. They had six positive. They only tested 52 people, and it was for urine, which would only detect people that had been infected about 2 weeks prior to collection of the sample. So it's very likely that more of those 52 people actually had been infected, but they had been infected more than 2 weeks prior to collecting a sample, and so they ended up testing negative with the PCR test just because it only reliably detects the virus for about 2 weeks in a urine sample. But then the clue was that the next outbreak was in South Beach. And when that was announced, there actually were 5 cases, 3 of which were tourists or people there on business, but non-residents. And 2 of them actually had been announced at their state or country of residence. One was in El Paso, Texas, and the Texas Department of Health had announced that case that had been to Florida, and had been to Miami, actually. And the other was in a New Taipei City in Taiwan, and the Taiwan CDC made the same announcement. One of those was 3 days before the Florida announcement. One was 1 day before the Florida announcement. But when Florida did announce that there was a problem in Miami Beach, they cited these 5 cases. There was another traveler from New York, and there were 2 local residents. So I was a little suspicious that when they made their announcement, they didn't announce 2 cases. They announced 5 cases. And I guess that suspicion got a little bit stronger when the next area of local transmission was announced in Mid Beach in Miami Beach. And in that case, it was 5 people, again, who had been to attended a Labor Day party. And I guess there was an initial 1 case from that party. And then the other 4 were identified a little bit afterwards, and they all were at that same party, so they were all clearly in the same location. And that was designated as the third area of active transmission. But today, the announcement was made for the 4th area of active transmission, and it was noted that, again, there were 5 cases. And they indicated that the announcement was made because the 5th case was just confirmed. And media reports indicated that the first 4 cases actually were infected back in September. And so it looks like, you know, for quite some time, for several weeks, the Florida Department of Health knew they had 4 cases in 1 area and did not announce that as active transmission until they got the 5th. And so that, you know, is a good example of how they are delaying these announcements and putting people in the area at risk because they don't know that there is active transmission in their area because the Department of Health is withholding that. They did it when there were 4 cases, and undoubtedly they're doing it in many other cases, in many other areas where they do meet the traditional definition of 2 cases. So there are almost certainly other areas of active transmission which the Florida Department of Health isn't announcing, apparently in an effort to protect the tourist industry and not get the entire county declared, which should have happened really a couple of months ago. You know, it's been obvious that there are many areas of active transmission, and they're basically, they're being hidden because these areas where there are 2, 3, or 4 cases within the 1 square mile area, those locations are not being released. They initially wouldn't release the locations where mosquitoes that were Zika positive were trapped. It took a court order from the Miami Herald to get those locations released. There now have been 7 such locations that have been publicized and identified. And the sequence from the 6th one was actually just released at the website of the Anderson Lab or Scripps Clinic. And it turns out that that sequence is similar to the first 2. So essentially, the mosquitoes really show 2 different versions of this one subclade. One version was in the 1st, 2nd, and 6th collection. The other one was in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And all of those collections were at various locations in Miami Beach. The first five were at South Beach, and the sixth and the seventh were a little bit further north in Middle Beach. The seventh sequence hasn't been released. Assuming they're going to get a sequence. They've had good luck, though. They have gotten sequences in six out of six batches. And that's a very high number. That's really the largest number of mosquito positives from a given area in the world, at least it's been reported. And so Miami is really loaded with Zika there. That's why they have 179 local cases and why they have seven different batches of mosquitoes, and they've got four different zones identified. And they probably have, who knows, you know, 4 to 10 different zones that they have identified that they're keeping secret. So it's unfortunate. It's you know, it's not good public health. It's more public relations. It's an effort to downplay how bad the situation is, and unfortunately, women are going to end up having their babies infected and develop microcephaly, in part because they had no idea that they were traveling to or in an area where it was known to the Florida Department of Health that there was active transmission in that area. The virus is transmitted, you know, primarily by mosquitoes, and the mosquitoes don't travel over a large distance, and so that's why it would be useful to know where these locations are. And frankly, with a number of local transmissions, the CDC should have issued a warning for the entire county, you know, quite some time ago. So the CDC is complicit in this. Basically, it's cover up is probably, you know, fairly mild term for exactly what they're doing. Unfortunately, media has been actively ignoring this active cover up. All you really have to do is look at the active investigation page and see that, you know, they're really not testing. They did some initial testing in Wynwood. When these individual local cases are identified, the only identification is what county they're in. The number of samples that are collected in these counties, in these individual locations is minimal. It's generally, in some cases, it looks like there is zero samples collected. Other cases, there are one or two samples collected. So there's no real active investigation. All of the clusters that have been identified have been identified through passive surveillance. This is simply people going to the doctor and having the doctor do a commercial test or send the sample to the state, and then they end up getting a cluster through this passive surveillance. So the results tonight just kind of confirmed what has been known for quite some time, that these local transmissions indicate there is active transmission, this widespread of Miami-Dade. The fact that they're waiting for five means that they actually, the Department of Health actually knows where these other areas of active transmission are, and they're withholding that information, and, you know, it'll probably be useful for some lawsuits to be filed from women whose babies developed microcephaly because they lived in an area where the Department of Health knew had active transmission but failed to make that information public. So that's about it. I mean, it is getting cooler, I guess, and I guess mosquito season will be winding down. Which may, in fact, which will probably reduce the number of cases. How many cases there are is really difficult to tell, and probably the best indicator of how many cases there were will be, you know, how many babies with birth defects are born in the upcoming months. That would give a little bit of an indication of how uninformed the public has been based upon this very poor surveillance. And in Florida, which is mostly just operating a public relations campaign for this year, is a more difficult campaign next year when the babies are born with microcephaly. But that's kind of what the situation is. A little bit more on the sequence front, there's actually another lab, USAMRID, that's a U.S. Army, is also doing testing of samples in Florida. They have put sequences up on their website. There were about 11 sequences that were up there. And those were all collected between mid-July through the end of August. All of those sequences were the same subclade as all of the other sequences that were done either by Scripps or by the Broad Institute at Harvard and MIT. And so the data from the sequences is pretty clear. The simplest explanation is there's been three different introductions. Two of the introductions are in the Miami area, producing these two versions that have been represented both in the mosquitoes as well as individual cases. Assuming that there were two introductions in the Miami area, the diversity of those sequences would suggest those introductions probably happened in the first half of 2016, for providing more evidence that the virus has been transmitting under the radar, mainly because the testing was limited to travelers. Local people were not being tested because they said there were no local cases, using that circular argument. And then there's potentially a third introduction up in Pinellas County. That sequence from the case up there, that person is about 200 miles from Miami. That person lived in St. Petersburg, worked in Tampa Bay, which is in Hillsborough County, but had not traveled outside of those two counties in the weeks prior to developing symptoms indicating that that person was infected somewhere in those two counties. And the sequence up there is the same subclade, but it's slightly different. And it's likely that that was another introduction. If that was all part of the same introduction, and there was either one or two introductions to represent all these three different versions of the virus, that would indicate that the introductions were earlier, would have been probably sometime in 2015. But the time is somewhat important because even if it was in early 2016, then it's likely that women have been infected, for 6 months or so, and some of those babies may very well have microcephaly, and in the next upcoming months should probably be more obvious in early 2017. There'll be babies that are born with microcephaly, and if they basically collect the cerebral spinal fluid and see whether there's IgM and CK antibodies, I'll find them. And indicating that these women were infected in the first trimester, the baby did develop microcephaly or other congenital disorders, which have yet to be fully defined. And they were basically being exposed to Zika without their knowledge, in part because the surveillance was so poor. So there have been over 1,000 cases now. 179 have been local, if you count the five that is a little bit ambiguous. And the number of women that have been infected is I think the numbers that are known are 103 or so, but those are trappers. The number of local women that were infected is another number that's being withheld by the Florida Department of Health. Apparently, the first local case in Florida was a pregnant woman, and that was one of the reasons she ended up getting tested. But there's a lot of information is being withheld from the public. The number of cases, the number of areas of active transmission that the Florida Department of Health almost certainly knows about is one of the most glaring pieces of data that is currently being withheld. And so the fact that there's a new area that was announced today, it's not a surprise. The fact that they've known about it since September, and there have been four cases in this area since September, is both alarming and disappointing. And I think we'll just wrap it up there. Today's announcement just confirms what's been fairly obvious, that the transparency is significantly lacking, and that most of the information that's given to the public is really an exercise in public relations and not public health.
Okay, well, thank you. Listeners, as always, go to our website, recombinomics.co, for all the latest information and news on Zika. And thank you, and have a good day.